The point of these two slides, the mother and daughter praying and the Moretti cube, is as follows. Our limitations in language and perspective limit our reality. Expanding our language and perspective expands our reality. Let me tell you a story about the power of expanding language and perspective in the workplace. Steve, a CEO, had deployed his right-hand woman, Carol, on a new project that was entrepreneurial in nature and different from others they had done together before. Her assignment was to figure out ways to distribute a specialty music CD that Steve had produced. It required talking with non-music outlets in the community, for example, small businesses, to put up point-of-purchase displays and sell the CD. Steve became frustrated with how slowly things were progressing, and Carol was becoming frustrated with his disappointment. The two developed tension in what otherwise had always been a good working relationship. Steve decided to sit with Carol and go over each other's VR results. They discussed how Steve's top strengths were creativity and perseverance, which led him to just go out and try new things and keep persisting until he succeeded. Carol's top strengths were judgment and prudence, which made her want to do things only after they had been thought through thoroughly and seemed to have a high likelihood of success. This discussion helped Steve realize that Carol's strengths were complementary to his own, and that is why they had always been such a good team. This caused Steve to appreciate that Carol's approach, though different from his, could work as well, and so he let her do it by leading with her own strengths. The project was a huge success.